anyway, security.
Yeah.
And then more security.
You're requesting another investigator?
Yes. Yeah, we're part three investigators. Quite frankly, right now we have to pretty well just prioritize what gets investigated and what doesn't.
Right.
We can't do it all. There's no way. And if we have something like on this border case come up, it just kills, Green County. They've got enough investigators. They just assigned one person to that, and that's all he's doing. Our guys are doing 50 different cases at the time, trying to do a lot, get it done. So it would be a great benefit where we can get back to working some of more of those other
cases.
Because they just get snowballed back. The telephone line, all of the CCTs, the computers out in the cars, they have been being paid for off of grants. Those grants are ended now at the end of the year. So that's what the increase in that is the MVP cost.
Just between you and I, first thing that I was told when we got this contract that there would be no ongoing costs.
Oh, yes, there was. Yeah, we knew that there was going to be ongoing costs.
There would be no ongoing costs. I don't think you even told me that. And it's really frustrating to me that people weren't aware. I wasn't.
Yes, there was definitely going to be, and that was one of our. I voiced my concern, I think, to the commission that ongoing expenses and the cost that once these grants ended, that there would be considerable cost to them.
And that's the telephone lines going from 15.5 to 31.8, is that right?
Yeah, the cost for the MDTs is $16,324.08.
Okay.
Fuel and lube. Look into the magic ball. Whenever we done these budgets, it looked like fuel was going over $4.
Right.
Now it's
hovering $3.
Yeah. And that's supposed to set this morning dropping down. So.
We'll be there at 298 before we can.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. Kansas City was $284 back when we went to the Red Wings in October.
$279 as of last night. Well, that's on Channel 3. St. Louis.
That's amazing.
Thank you. The first deal 314. So, that's one of those here or there. There, got it at 5,500. We get somewhere around 2,300 a year on. Donations and money we raised for it, plus we just took on Branson backed off, and they're not doing Kirbyville School anymore, so we're going to have to do Kirbyville. Just found that out last week. The maintenance agreements, we've already went over that. Vehicle purchases, we've hit on that. We need to replace two cars this year. We've got one that's at the time we put this together, we had one over 120,000, one over 175,000, one 175 is around 200,000 now. The other one's around 140. And then the van, prisoner transport van, needs to be replaced terribly. It's just about beyond going. It's got 180,000. Of course, that wreck it had didn't help it none. But I put 65,000 in there. We was looking at one of those one-ton vans,
right?
And like a old bus type van.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys, they said that just staying with the type of van we've got would be sufficient for them. So that gonna save about 35,000 on that.
So that's still, even with reducing 35,000, it's still into the line item at 80,000, correct?
Vehicle maintenance, that's just, we increased it. We're actually going over budget that line item this year. That's a lot of line items were over. Oil prices and everything is just.
You went to the longer oil change too, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we done. I went and had the oil samples pulled on all the vehicles, or right. not all the vehicles, but the different styles of vehicles we had.
Right.
Checked them at 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 right in the middle of the summertime. And even the 5,000 miles of showing viscosity in the oil was the same as it was at 3,000. Okay. It was still good. So we increased that up to 5,000 miles on oil changes now.
The world on that line, my report doesn't say, but
your report, I don't know when your report was done.
Yeah, oh, 30 got to 05.
33,000.
Yeah.
Tires and stuff have gone up. I've also went to not letting the shop determine when tires are being changed. I determined when everybody has to come straight to me to me to get the tires. Weavers. So I had people that was, they were changing tires at 10,000, 12,000 miles, and now we're getting 30,000 out.
Sure.
So.
How do you go through the state bid on that?
Depending yeah.
On where you're at the,
Bob and Robert get those through Goodyear. I'm trying to think of the name of the company that they get them through, but they are the state accepted dealer on it. Prisoner transports, the vest and flash, the light bars and radios, the vest and flashlights, that's the basic repairs and stuff. The vest is for our bulletproof vest, which if we spend on that, then we get 50% of that back on grant funds. Prisoner transport, I put it at $70,000. That's a bit more expensive to do. But the thing of it is if we spend $70,000, our average revenues back from that will be about $85,000.
Okay.
So it's always a...
Pays a little bit.
Yeah, we pay a little bit on that. So...
Now, I apologize for missing earlier conversation. Some of these items, Jimmy, like, I want to say the light bars and radio, maybe the cars are paid by a special fund, and I think you said that the funds aren't... don't have the balance like they used to have.
No.
Okay.
We spent a big part of that balance this year on, of course, we bought a couple cars, but a big part of it came getting our radio system to that narrow banding. And just for your information, when you go do that with, like, road and bridge and all that, your coverage may not be near what it was.
Well, we just awarded the bid, too. I guess we'll see how that is. Okay.
So, I mean, if that would be with any system you got, we're still fighting through that.
So, what do you do that in the cars?
Right now, we're trying to get things before we don't have to.
Okay.
We're working on it. Our repeater, I called Danny and told him the other day, our repeater went bad on us out on the west, or on the east tower.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're having to replace it. And
that's what that old boy was doing here the other day. Wasn't
it? Well, we've had him down here about every day for a while. But
then talk to him.
Did a few injuries out the repeater, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under the tower. Right now we're operating off borrowed equipment from the company. But since we've done that, I think we're going to... Our coverage is going to be, we've boosted the power out there,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's going to maybe take care of the coverage issue. The
your 2013 salary request in this budget, base request is 1,582,992.
That's not what you gave me.
It's right here. Yeah, well, that's not what you gave us from Jim. That's before 3% increase.
That was without.
But that also did not include the 2012 salary increases.
Right.
But the figures we have that was approved were $4,477,476.
That was approved for 2012 without the salary increases.
So my question is, what is that difference right there, which is 23, 33, 41, 42 thousand?
See what I'm talking about? How much is it?
See what I'm talking about?
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's like.
I think I know. I think
it's total.
Because I've had our increase back in based on this.
And I would suggest, if we mention a name, drop that microphone.
No, there won't be a name.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to go back and run payroll and see. I'm not sure. It's real close to what Rick said that it is with the percentage on it. And that may be what we got on there. Rick said the payroll right now with the midterms on it is $1,541,892.
I see two names in there, Jimmy, that are being paid by a different fund.
Yes.
In the list. Maybe that's part of it, too. So that's a large part of your whole budget. If you wouldn't mind running the payroll numbers again, just to verify.
Yeah. Let me run those and make sure.
If the increase is the figure you've got, it's 1,541,892.76. Is that it?
That's what we're going to do.
That's what those two increases subtracted out. That's what I think. And then
there's two people are in there though.
No. No.
Yes.
That's why I said if you could rerun the numbers and then you can make sure there's two people that are being paid.
Right. Rick's numbers, because they're in here. And Rick's numbers is where these numbers came from, right? Well, that would be a huge help if that's the case, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be a start.
Let me rerun my payroll.
That's the best way to do it. You rerun the payroll.
My numbers may not be exact with what this is because I may have had somebody with a higher salary retire or replace them or something like that. So it may not come down to the dollar.
Whatever's the right number. Okay.
If you take out the 3%.
That gets real close.
A
couple thousand.
But then you also got to take, because you're not getting that. So if you just take that blanket number times 1.03, you're adding his salary. He doesn't get it.
Right.
So you got to take another $740. And then you get your within $680 at that point.
That could be where it was at, too. If
you let your salary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very possible we may have done that. We'll rerun those numbers and get those numbers too. Well, unless you want to take, instead of the 100,000 going into GCR from the civils, just leave that with me that I can pay.
Well, the 100,000 that are going into civils is where the money's coming from in the first place.
Jim. Let me help you with that.
No, it's coming from what we collect.
I understand. It goes into this fishbowl of money that we have. Mm-hmm. Then we got to dole them back out. You can even charge more for the candy bars downstairs. Huh?
Is that what our resort to?
Yeah. Just for Jim, we can pick up $350,000.
A lot of candy bars.
Where are you going to start eating more?
Is that what it is?
You got to double up.
We have to do more than doubling.
Well, here's what we're looking at. Here's what we're going to try to find. So here's the message we're at. Again, if we take what we approved in general county revenues in 2012, and add to that the increases based upon Rick's figures here, we're at $1,859,592.76, which is, I agree, Dan, first thing we ought to do is take the two Codys of taken directly, or the one Cody directly out of the budget. The other's not in it. It's in this year's budget, correct? 2012. $49,015.
It wasn't in my budget. It was in the...
We had it held back to pay it. If that happened, and it didn't.
Right.
Now we're going to hold back two of them to see what we either have to pay or don't have to pay. If we do have to pay them, we'll have the money set aside within whatever we agree. Is the emergency fund.
Or if you decided.
Because we pay that entire
year. We exhaust the patients with this system. What happens then, Jim?
If we what?
He's talking about down the road if Cody doesn't perform as performed. With a conversation that another conversation.
I'm trying to figure out if we're going to be trying to do this every year or not. I'm not going to do it every year, but that's what I'm trying to figure out is
if we keep Cody, this is going to be an every year expense.
Yeah. Well, as I said, that's with the corrections and everything, and with the payments and everything. But if
but thus far, we're telling them we're not going to pay unless it works, right?
Right.
Is there any reason that we should go back and cover the years that don't work? For example, 2012, we set money aside for. If it's not working, should we be expected to pay them?
Unless they set it up as they bid it to us and do what they promised us they would do, I don't see why a person would.
And then let me take another step.
It's my feelings, but
I'm with you.
I know what I was worried about.
It wasn't Brother Empty.
If it wasn't, well, actually, if it wasn't Brother Empty's, I shut it off once. And then had to bring it back up because of the other Empty's.
See, that's kind of broken.
I still have ITI. We own the area.
Jim Danny, what are we going to do here?
He's going to come back with some payroll numbers. Yes. Jimmy's going to do it. I guess the question that we have to have is, this may have to be the other department that says, I can't cut it because I've got personnel, so therefore we're going to have to come up with a number and say we're just going to spend our reserves, X amount of dollars to cover that budget.
Well, just on the outset, for the first figures, without making any adjustments whatsoever, we're $370,630.24 short. Mm-hmm. We're taking $49,000 out of it. If we consider no vehicles at all during 2012,
13, that's 115,000. I'm just looking at places that are on here.
I know he's got cars that have 200,000 miles.
Pardon?
We have a police car that's 200,000 miles, right?
Yep. I'm open to suggestions, young.
Well, not that I have.
Now that we're towards the end of the year, let me go back so we got more permanent figures here, I mean, better figures. Let me go back and refigure some stuff and see what we can do.
Help me. Look, can we jump over to the jail?
Yeah.
Let's go to 1188. We've got the increases that we've provided. The salary increase was $29,868.80 in 2012 when extended for the full year of 2013. If we add that to the $668,616, then we have $694,116.80. Is that right, Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Also, if I'm not mistaken, there are four employees that are over under. Right, but we did it under other expense based upon revenue coming from Greentown. That was in 114. The data now was 87,360. Right. That's it right there. Yeah, exactly. That's the four you're talking about, right, Jim?
Yeah.
What are we anticipating this year as far as revenues based upon those prisoners? Back here. You can hand you this page.
Prisoner food.
Yes.
So we'll expenses on that.
Yeah, it's up here.
What window that is that?
The tail sheet is up there.
It's okay. Okay. So we can probably back that up off of what we requested on the increase on that. The budget, yeah, was last year was $220,000. We requested $258,000.
Right.
Change for us is Green County passing their issue, right? Their sales tax issue?
They passed it, but they said that won't be in the full effect until probably another year and a half.
Yeah, but they stopped shipping out near as many prisoners, didn't they?
Yeah, we're not getting them as often now. But we're still running